Not everyone who has a fetish or kink is lucky enough to find an outlet for it in real life. Now, imagine that you've got a kink that's arguably fringe, even for the fetish world. Anyone who can relate to that will understand just how lucky my gentleman stink sniffer and masturbator is when I tell you that he has formed a relationship over time with a bevy of experienced ladies who are more than happy to take him where he wants, no, needs to go. Wanda is the doyen of a place some would call a house of ill repute. There are a number of ladies there who are mature and curvy in all the ways that my gentleman scent fetishist loves best. What's more, several of them sport some impressive hair growth. You can imagine this drives him wild. There are days when he gets the whole collection of them to himself in what he calls the sauna room. It's not actually a sauna, but just a regular room with baseboard heating that, at his request and in advance, is turned up to around 85 degrees. The hirsute ladies don't shower on mornings when he's going to be making a visit, and they're sure to wear panties or nylons or leggings that they also wore the day before. Then, in this room, they all lounge together, the stink sniffer and the ladies. The heat and the unwashed and voluptuous flesh combine to make the odor so pungent, the human odor eater gets drunk with it and masturbates among them furiously and repeatedly. There's face sitting, ass and pussy eating, titty fucking and intercourse as well, but the center of the attraction for Mr. Miasma is all that stink. Isn't he lucky? I mean, even if you don't share his kinks, you have to admit that. I'm so curious as to who is out there listening, rock hard and masturbating, but still too ashamed to make yourself known. I hope you don't hold out forever. I'd love to have another stinky, kinky friend. So, maybe this kink doesn't do it for you. I hope you at least enjoyed, as I do, learning more about a corner of the kink world you may not have been familiar with before. Learning about things that may not be to our particular taste can still be intriguing. But if that's the case, I'm interested in a lot of other kinks that may be more to your liking, and you're welcome to read about them on my personal blog at sensual-dom.com. Bye now.